shifting support. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden back in Poland ahead of an address tomorrow after earlier making a surprise visit to Ukraine, where he met with President Volodymyr Zelensky.
1 year later, Kyiv stands, and Ukraine stands. Democracy stands. The Americans stand with you. And the world stands with you.
The president announced another $500 million in aid to Ukraine. While the president was in Ukraine, U.S. surveillance planes kept watch over Kyiv from Polish airspace. EPA Administrator Michael Regan heads back to East Palestine, Ohio tomorrow to again meet with local officials after the train derailment and controlled chemical release earlier this month, as local residents expressed concerns about air quality and water safety.
The mayor says Norfolk Southern CEO promised to get East Palestine back to the way it was before this disaster. And the railway has committed to giving the town $1 million separate from covering the cost of the cleanup to help make that happen. But with so much uncertainty surrounding the future and ongoing concerns about health and safety, city leaders and folks who live here are concerned it could become a ghost town. The past few days, so many people here have told us that they feel stuck. They just can't afford to pick up and move somewhere else. But at the same time, they have real concerns about what it will do to their kids' health in the long run if they decide to stick around.
Fox's Garrett Tenney in East Palestine, the husband of the housekeeper of a Catholic bishop arrested in connection with the bishop's shooting death. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says 65-year-old Carlos Medina is under arrest.
Detectives were told by the tipster that they were concerned because Medina was acting strange, irrational, and made comments about the bishop owing him money.
Auxiliary Bishop David O'Connell had been known for his work with the homeless. He was killed Saturday inside his home in Hacienda Heights. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Japan's calling for an urgent meeting of the UN Security Council following two more North Korean missile tests.
North Korea fired two short-range missiles into the Eastern Sea on Monday after a surprise intercontinental missile test on Saturday. Pyongyang has been threatening a stronger-than-ever response to military drills by the United States and South Korea. Neighbor Japan wants the UN Security Council to meet as soon as possible, but even if it does meet, the council may not take action. Last year, China and Russia blocked a U.S.-led attempt to hit North Korea with more sanctions. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Teachers in public schools in Indiana could be required to tell parents if a student changes their gender identity or preferred name under a bill approved by the State House Committee today. Opponents of the bill, which lawmakers voted to send to the full House, said it would alienate LGBTQ students, particularly transgender youth, and possibly force kids to come out to their parents. The National Transportation Safety Administration says a record 6,542 guns were intercepted by airport security last year. The agency says nearly everyone caught claims to have forgotten they had a weapon with them and says it's not an epidemic of would-be hijackers. New guidance for parents if their child develops a fever.
A national survey from C.S. Mott Children's Hospital in Michigan found one in three parents would give their kids medicine for a low-grade fever under 100.4. 26% would give a second dose to try to prevent any fever from coming back. Doctors say fever isn't the problem. It's the body's natural response to an infection. The cause of the fever is the concern, so keep the child cool and hydrated and time to call the doctor if it's a baby under 3 months or the fever is accompanied by extreme drowsiness, neck pain, or difficulty breathing.
Fox's Therese Crowley. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.